خب گناز
Hello everyone, welcome to another episode. My name is Faithfulness and I'm here to give my thoughts on the Brighton Arsenal game that went down this weekend. First of all, I just want to say that it is a very difficult time now for every Arsenal fan. Every Arsenal fan in the world now, I'm sure that they are really hurting from our recent performances. And I just want to dive right into it because I know that most people expect to hear my Twitter bant and Twitter rants and my frustration being as I was an Arsenal fan, because as of today, I can tell you that Arsenal is not just my calling at all, because now I'm done. But that's not what we're here to discuss today. We're here to discuss the Brighton and versus Arsenal game. What were your takeaways from that game? First of all, I'm really praying for quick recovery for Ben Leno, because he has been like Arsenal's most astounding player this season. I really hope that he comes back fit and better. So looking at Arteta, I feel like I don't understand where Arteta is coming from anymore, because I feel like Arteta is starting to become a mini Emery. And I know that there are a lot of Arteta fans out there that might be like, okay, what am I talking about? But there's nothing is changing. Looks as if we claim that there's a change in character, a change in the way these players play, but it looks as if the result is the same. And when you are doing something over and over again and you're getting the same result, why don't you check yourself? Check the team. I honestly don't know where Arteta is going. And a lot of people are saying that, okay, do you know what? Let's wait for Arteta to get his own transfer market and blah, 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 blah. Let's calm down first. The players he has at the moment, has he tried to get the best out of them? That is one thing that you should be asking. We are yet to see Aubameyang play as a centre-forward under Arteta. We are yet to see, you know, Martinelli play consistent game after his amazing performance against Chelsea in the Premier League. There are a lot of things that we're meant to see. Okay, looking at yesterday's game against Brighton, there are a lot of talking points. First of all, let's talk about Bellerin. Bellerin has no attacking prowess, which makes it difficult for people, because all Pepe does is just enter 1, 2, 3 defenders and he's dispossessed. His right back is not overlapping, which makes it hard for Pepe on that wing. So all Pepe does is just enter those defenders 1, 2, 3. He comes back. He's clueless, obviously, because he likes to hold on to the ball. He's clueless, and what happens? He gets dispossessed. And it happened on several occasions. Bellerin not taking the cue that as a right back, he can also try and overlap and, you know, get his attacking press working. Like I tweeted earlier last week, whatever Serge Aurier is on, he can give Bellerin to, you know, smoke and heal. Or does Bellerin not want to plant 3,000 trees? Does he not want to win games? Anyway, that aside, we have left back. Kolasinac was just Kolasinac. Let's not even just dive into that. He was just Kolasinac. We have a centre-back pairing of Mustafi and Holding. I want to say that Mustafi actually did not do as bad as I expected, because with me and with Mustafi, I was not expecting anything to be honest. But he didn't do as bad as I expected. I feel like Mustafi is starting to be able to commands the defense line. But Holding, one thing I noticed about Holding is that Holding can do better with clearing the balls. He can't keep clearing the ball close to his 18-yard area, inviting pressure. I don't know if that is, you know, that is like basic defending. You can't keep clearing the ball. Like you saw that even with the first goal you conceded, Arsenal conceded against Brighton. You saw it's just basic defending. You clear the ball out. You don't need to clear it close to your 18-yard box, inviting pressure. For the midfield, Arsenal were not in charge of that midfield. Ceballos and Guendouzi, like they didn't know exactly what they were to do in that midfield. They didn't know how to, forget even about creating. They didn't even know how to spread the ball. They didn't know what to do. They didn't know what exactly. It's just tiring that you are seeing the same Arsenal over and over again. Because both Ceballos and Guendouzi, when they get the ball, all they do is to turn around. They turn around and play the ball back. Ceballos stops counter-attacks. Like, I feel like he's a visionless player at the moment. He stopped counter-attacks. And this game against Brighton was just screaming for the Ozil kind of player. And I hate to say this, or I love to say this, Arteta should stop telling us that Willock is his future number 10, because that is one of Arsenal's major problems now. I feel like Arteta already has his favorites in the team already. which is going to be like his downfall. I want to say this, that Arteta has to stop this motivational speaking strategy. After every loss, he comes and, you know, he gives us, tell us what we want to hear, and Arsenal fans are like, okay, do you know what? Yes, he's getting there. His inexperience is catching up with him, if I'm being honest. He has to go back to that drawing board and tell himself that, what exactly is my goal? What exactly am I going to do here in the Arsenal shirt? Once again, seeing Aubameyang play on the left wing is dead. I don't know what, because Emery tried it and Arteta also is also picking on that, playing Aubameyang on the left, trying to accumulate Aubameyang, and like I said, but Arsenal can do better. We need Aubameyang scoring those goals, because all those silky touches like Arteta was trying to do in that box, I don't understand. All those delayed shots, I don't know if he still needs more reshaping of his confidence, but whatever it is, Aubameyang and like I said, need to sort themselves out, and they need to know what suits them best, how best you can play both, if you even want to play both at all. Pepe, always being Pepe, had a fantastic goal, but had a very disruptive performance. Pepe has still not learned how to be more direct. We saw Saka against Man City when he was playing on the right wing, how more direct he was, putting those balls in the box, putting the balls in the boxes, in the 18-yard box of the opponent. And that's the same thing Pepe is meant to be doing. You know, all this, the fact that his right back is not overlapping is one problem. Another thing is holding the ball too much and trying to enter 3-4 defenders. His best bet is throwing the ball into the 18-yard box and let the strikers work for it. So I feel like Pepe has to be more than, he has to learn this thing, because his £72 million transfer fee has to start speaking for him sooner or later. Yes, Saka has to be like one of the most exciting players or exciting prospects for Arsenal Football Club right now. But I think one major thing I noticed about Saka yesterday was that, I guess he was playing as a 10, but he was dropping too deep. Now, I understand the fact that I knew that Ceballos was halting most of the counter-attacks, but when Saka comes back too deep or he defends too deep, there is no creative player in the middle for Ceballos or Guendouzi, that's if they have that idea, to play the ball to. Who made it difficult? The attacking sense of Arsenal, it just made it so hard. So Saka has to be more conscious of his off-the-ball positioning as well, because I understand that he's just trying to gel into the role of being, you know, a central player, like a creative player and all. But he has that potential, and he's a very, very exciting prospect. What's your expect from Arsenal? I feel like you should just be open-minded, because Arsenal's next game is against Southampton, you win. And Southampton, they are on form, then Ings is on fire. So right now, I just feel like Arteta has to, you know, go back to the drawing board and make sure that he leaves those favoritism aside and start playing real football. We were tired of hearing what can and what cannot. We want to see. Arsenal needs results right now. Thank you guys so much for listening. Enjoy.
This production is brought to you by
Tony Dog
Media.
Be sure to share the podcast on your favorite social media channels.